Urban farming is making headwaves in and around Sydney, but how is it serving our local communities? Associate Professor Robin Alders, Principal Research Fellow at the University of Sydney's School of Life and Environmental Sciences, says the practice provides more benefits than just being a way to grow food.
It's all about having food being produced close to where the people are who are going to consume it. If vegetables, if they're not flash frozen, vitamin C levels will decline. Even under refrigeration, after a week, you've lost about 50% of your vitamin C. And so these crucial vitamins that are really important to our well-being, just because the food is in our fridge and it looks edible, doesn't mean that you're going to get the same benefit from eating it.
Reliance on food suppliers also affects transportation and risks interrupting our supply chain.
As Sydney's become very large, a lot of our farming areas have been pushed out further and further away from the city, and our food suppliers come in through a relatively small number of channels. Most companies use a just-in-time delivery mechanism, so food comes in as it goes out, and if there's any interruption to that supply because of floods or bushfire or an interruption in fuel to be able to move our transport around, then it means that food supply, particularly perishable fruits, it's going to become quite critical within a short number of days.
Professor Alders, who has worked closely with smallholder farmers in South Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia, says we can learn from our international neighbours when it comes to the ways of city agriculture.
Every country is going to be a little different, as is every city. In low-income countries, urban farming is part of how people, particularly people on the lower socioeconomic scale, they will have their own gardens. They will sometimes raise their own poultry in urban environments, and that's part of their livelihood strategy in order to complement income that's often insufficient. But I think also in countries where you have long and continuous cultures that link with land, and that the pride that people get in producing their own produce is also very important. And a little bit of that, I guess, is reflected in Australia when you go to our agricultural shows, and you'll see some of that coming through in the district exhibition and in the different exhibits that people put into the shows. But certainly across Asia and Africa, you have some very long historical and cultural practices that link people closely with food production and with the land that produces it.
There are also several challenges affecting urban farms, like regulation, standardisation, food testing, land use, and the hyper-commodification of urban real estate.
If you are thinking about growing plants, you probably need or would be advised either to have the soil checked, because you might be worried about contamination with heavy metals such as lead, or just automatically arrange to bring in new soil and have raised beds so that the soil that you're producing your plants in is guaranteed to be free of contaminants.
Professor Alders says in our Sydney and Greater New South Wales region, we can make simple day-to-day changes to live a more sustainable lifestyle.
Most people remain very busy with a whole heap of commitments, but by coming together with like-minded people, it's going to be possible to either have one person go to the farmers market to buy for everybody and to do that on a rotating basis, to think about ways of just helping each other out so that we can access food that we're comfortable with, to think about enjoying other aspects of life that mean that we don't have to consume quite so much.
Urban agriculture can also reduce the amount of food and environmental contamination resulting from the use of plastics and other nanoparticles.
Thinking about what we buy, and also then going back and explaining to those from whom we're buying why we're making the choices we are. And that'll either be a direct conversation with the person supplying it might be sending emails or having a more organised strategy to really encourage those involved with the distribution of products to reduce the amount of plastic that's in our lives at the moment.